This episode is brought to you by CarterComics.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw. Carter Comics has got it all. All you gotta do is go to CarterComics.com, fill your cart up with all their amazing comics. Use the discount code FREAKNET, F-R-E-A-K-N-E-T. Save you 10% at checkout. Not only on their website, but also at their eBay account. And the link to eBay can be found on their homepage at CarterComics.com. Again, CarterComics.com is your one-stop shop for all comic needs. What's up, everybody? I am Travesty.
And I'm Cartoon Joe.
And welcome back to another episode of This Freaking Show. It is the weekly podcast with a little bit of something and a whole lot of nothing. And Cartoon Joe has returned to us from, I still call it Amish country, but I know it's not really it Amish.
Is it? Not Amish. Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. What was it? What's the, is it, not
Mennonite?
Amish. Yeah. Is it that? Is it closer to that?
No, there's actual Amish up there. Amish, old world Amish up there.
Gotcha. I do enjoy the area. It's where you got married. It's lovely. I spent probably the time I spent in Indiana, which if I had to take 78% of it, was mostly in that northwestern corner. Indiana is dog shit. Like, just the worst state in the world. But going to where you got married, that was further out east, and the traveling we did when we did the cemetery vlogs, you know what? It's just Midwest. Open yep. and peaceful and nice. It's just that northwestern corner that's just dog shit. It's like people develop the habits of Chicago, but like the poor habits, like the traffic and the way of people driving and the lack of communication. Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like it's just that one corner. So, you know, if you just tidied it up a little bit, it probably wouldn't be that bad. But
they're working on it.
They are. Like, you know, I don't read any articles about it, but I do hear people talk about it in passing that like there are actual things in like even Gary, Indiana that, you know, I was raised to know it's like a destitute wasteland. They're actually kind of building up, you know, little by little. And I thought that was pretty cool.
I have to double check to make sure, but I'm pretty sure they recently reopened their public beach for the first time in like 20 or 30 years.
Good for them.
Yeah, cleaned it up enough so that there's not like, you know, Simpsons-esque chemicals.
Gary's not that far off from the kind of place you can actually build up. It's very similar. I think it's similar to like Detroit. Like there's so much possibilities there. You just have to, you know, overlook, you know, the dilapidated houses and
it's going to take time.
Yeah. You know, and yeah. So it's like, I mean, I probably drove.
I low key look at Gary like maybe two or three times a year as like, could I live there? Maybe
it's possible. I mean, they got a minor league baseball team I completely forgot about, but yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really not that bad. It's just right now. It's just dog shit.
It's better than it was 30 years ago, but not as good as it'll be 30 years from now.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, if the rest of the northwestern part of Indiana just kind of follows suit, Whiting, I'm not quite sure what you could do with just because a majority of that is like one big ass refinery for BP. That, or I think they have a pierogi festival. And I think that's your way of saying like, hey community, I'm sorry that we fucked up your entire neighborhood, but you want pierogies once a year? Boom, here you go.
Nice.
East Chicago, again, it's all terminals and pipelines and stuff like that. But I'm sure there's more to it, but
It is almost just all Chicago until you get to like South Bend.
Yeah.
And then it's Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's,
It is cool that they have the idea of like rebuilding up like towns like that. Because I mean, obviously, growing up in a small, I guess you'd call it sheltered kind of area. Like, you know, like we, you know, we're raised to say, like, listen, there are certain areas you just can't go into because, you know, they're crime ridden and shit. Fort Heights was the one that I heard more than anyone. Like, Fort Heights, is that just from, like, my parents and, like, their friends, you know, the older generation? But it's, like, people who are very close to my age where, you know, they had experiences in Fort Heights where it's, like, yeah, you know, I was just, you know, my buddy was just driving down the road and got carjacked. And I'm, like, wow, like, what did he do to get carjacked, you know? Because in my mind, it's, like, you know, well, actions and reactions. It's not just cause and, but yeah, it's just, I know somebody told me, and I don't know if it's true. I never looked it up. I actually completely forgot about it until we're talking about it right now. But like Fort Heights is policed by, I think, like the state or the county now because their local department was so corrupted that they just shut it down.
Wow.
So now it's, I don't know if it's true. Like I said, I remember hearing the story years ago.
My problem is how easy I can believe it because I know how corrupt like the Chicago Police Department is, and so. Yeah.
Well, we just
go a little further out to the suburbs. It's like, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Well, we just talked about that mayor in I think it was Dalton. That So, it's all like over that area, and you know, obviously talking to my parents and my dad, you know, he's well seasoned in his age now. You know, he grew up in, you know, areas like Crete and Chicago Heights and everything. And like, Ed grew up, you see, you saw the evolution of the towns. It was people coming down from Chicago, like just, you know, merging south because of, I think it was still like a residual effect of like, you know, the mob and all that stuff. I don't think it was like, you know, like gang violence, but it was like more like mob and like you know, the corrupt mayors and shit like that, and they just wanted to get out of that. So they started migrating south. But when you start migrating south, you know, it's like it's all the people who want to live a good life. Well, some of those bad people follow too. You know, it's like the stories of Al Capone. Like, dude had a bar out here in Piatone, 45 miles, 50 miles away from Chicago, where all his stuff was. And then there were bars that he had in it's not Matteson, but it's like right over there by the Chicago Heights area, it like Indiana border, like that stuff over there. Like, he had places that, story goes that the tunnels from Piatone went all the way up to Chicago, but they branched off to these places and everything. Nice. Again, not sure how true it is because I've never seen it.
Yeah, no idea.
It's all just speculation and, you know, theories, but you know, he did have places that he owned. They were just bars or, you know, speakeasies or whatever the hell they had back there, Prohibition area and stuff that were in those, you know, in those areas over by the Indiana border between Chicago and Piatone Moni that, you know, it was so built up over time because it got so well populated.
Mm-hmm.
But once you hit Moni and head south, you know, it's still all cornfields and shit. So it was weird that, like, it seemed like it stopped. Like, remember, I've been watching all the Marvel movies in timeline order.
Nice.
I'm up to Shang-Chi, so I just finished Endgame. And remember the scene in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 when he hooks up Quill to the planet, and all of a sudden that black flow starts happening as soon as he disconnects, it just stops?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel the flow of people coming from Chicago came once it hit like Moni and University Park. Mm-hmm. It just kind of stopped. And then it, like, you know, there's just like what I see the Midwest to be, open fields and suburban towns and stuff like that. So and it is quite good because Moni and stuff is still considered Will County. So it's not just Cook County. It's, you know, if rolled into Will County, you just hit like it was one town away from just controlling the entire border or the entire county of Will, because Piatone is the last county of Will County and everything else became like Chicago light.
Mm.
And it was just weird, but I'm not. But anyways, yeah, long story short,
yeah.
How was your trip last weekend?
It was lovely. It was lovely. We went down Saturday, hung out, played some card games, played some Taboo. Have you ever played Taboo? It's like Catchphrase.
Yeah, I know I played it. I just, yeah, isn't it like the blue, like, handheld thing?
Catchphrase is a blue handheld thing. I don't know, Taboo. We play a really old copy.
Gotcha.
That is like a, it is a blue thing that you hold in your hand, but you have to like flip the card up.
Oh, gotcha.
And you have to avoid, you can't say certain words on the card to describe whatever the word is. You can use anything else. And so I think the thing that everyone remembers from the weekend was I got the word syrup, and I wasn't allowed to use sap or maple or anything like that. And so I came up with boiled plant blood. None of those words were on the card, so I was allowed to say that.
What about molasses?
No, I don't think I could say that either.
Boiled sap blood. I mean, you're not wrong.
Right? So I got it. I got it. Maddie was on my team. She picked it up right away, so we were good. And then we went out to dinner at a just local dive bar kind of place. Pretty good. Yeah, that's fine. Good
fish. Dive bars are the best.
It was an interesting, it's called Cappy's. If you're ever in Elkhart, it's a fine place to eat. One part of it is absolutely a dive bar. It's great. And then the other half, you walk through like a doorway, and all of a sudden it's like a nice Italian restaurant. Nice for Indiana. It's Indiana nice. You know,
it's Indiana Italian, you know. It's
like, let's not go too far. It's like an Olive Garden. That's fine. And then the Sunday morning we got up, got ready to go, and we went to I'm telling everybody about it because I can't believe it. It's one of the coolest places I've ever been to. It's they have a superhero museum called the Hall of Heroes. And apparently it's the only superhero and comic book museum in the world.
Where is this at? In Elkhart?
It's in Elkhart. It's like one of the two things to do in Elkhart. They're the second biggest money attraction in Elkhart, apparently. And if you walk in, you pay $10 for I don't even think you got a ticket, but, you know, admission. And they've got all kinds of stuff. They've got like Chris Evans' shield signed by all the cast from Civil War. They got the motorcycle from Ghost Rider. They've got the Shelby Cobra from Iron Man. They've got a bunch of like Adam West costumes from the Batman. And then just a bunch of like toys and models and figures and original editions of comic books and production material from the comic books. And it's really cool. I found it. I did not know that I was going to enjoy it as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. It was really cool. I would go back. And you walk through, you start on the Marvel side, then go to the DC side, and then they have some like independent comic book stuff, which is cool. And then when you're done, or if you're bored, they have a whole bunch of free pinball machines.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm going to get this light out of the way. I really don't need it right now in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, keep that in mind. Maybe if we have time after the cemetery vlog, we can vlog a trip there or something. I mean, if you want to go for a second time, but I never heard about that. The only thing I ever hear about the Midwest when it comes to superheroes is Metropolis in Southern Illinois.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, where they do like the Superman convention or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, Super Casey goes to it.
Okay.
She started cosplaying because of that. I'm pretty sure. Is it Metropolis was Superman City, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
I know I'm right. We had Dizzle J on last week while you were out doing family things, and it was really cool to have him come on and talk. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to that show yet, but it was lengthy. It was almost 2 hours.
Wow.
Well, the whole idea was to kind of recall and remember Columbine, because last Saturday was the 25-year anniversary of it.
Oh, wow.
And somehow we only spent like maybe 8 minutes on it. Because then we ended up just talking about our lives and shit, and talking about us going through school and school bullying and certain people on it. And there was a moment in it that I really thought about deleting out of it because it was kind of a rough thing to say about two people. And I remember talking to I went to a breakfast with Derek and Michelle last Sunday following the recording and all that stuff. And I was telling them about what I said and who I was talking about and shit. And they didn't think I needed to erase it. And I didn't. But I do apologize for anyone who felt that what I said was a little bit aggressive. But as it turned out, it was something I needed to get off my chest. And I felt a lot better about it. So, if you don't go back and listen to it, you'll figure out what it is. You'll know exactly what it is. But it was awesome having Dizzle J on. He's really cool about kind of helping out when, you know.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You know, so he definitely wants to come on one day when you're here. Cause
yeah, that'd be great.
I'm not sure if that'd be a good or bad thing. I really don't know. Because he does like to instigate shit. I don't know why, but just so he is. But it would be cool because, Jay seems to be enjoying having to talk to me. He messaged me every time he listens to one of our shows. And, you know, it was like, hey, where's the show at, man? You haven't released it. I'm like, get the fuck off my back, bro. It's like, come on. But it is cool. So thanks,
Jay. Nico over at GeekCast Live does that. And we just want to be like, you edit it. If you edit it, you can have it right away. And he's like, I don't want to download the software on my computer.
Well, you know, and like the audio I get out pretty decently when it, like JFW, I get out on Monday nights. And then when we do this freaking show recording on Saturday morning, it either goes on Sunday or it may not go on to like Monday or Tuesday. It's just, it just happens sometimes. And it's not that like I don't have the time to do it. It's just that the last few weeks have just been stressful between work and this refight thing that I'm doing. And like, it's just like, as soon as I get done, I just want to kind of relax for a moment. But by the time I relax, I'm just going to like sink into my couch and enjoy the rest of my day. This past week was rough at work. So I am behind on the videos that need to be released. I still have yet to release the video podcast of Dizzle J from last week, and I still have yet to record the video podcast of JFW from this past Monday. As we speak, the This Freaking Show one is running and exporting, but you know, I'm doing this show, and I got JFW right after this and everything. So, but what's cool is that the views on the podcast are growing on the YouTube channels, nice, which is really awesome. I mean, it sucks because the audio plays seem to be dwindling a little bit, but I wish Podbean would pull the downloads off of YouTube like they do like Spotify and Apple, but they don't. But long story short, to make my point, Jay, thank you for coming on and talking with me. And thank you for making us almost talk for 2 hours, which I don't like doing anymore on this freaking show because I like our show to be short, sweet, and to the point. I went on online dating. I'm still doing that. I thought I came across somebody that I really had a connection with. We seemed to be hitting it off really well. And come to find out, all they wanted me to do was subscribe to their OnlyFans.
Wild thing.
Yeah, it was.
Did it go as far as like an in-person date, or was it just...
No. I came across her thing. She like, you know, I came across her profile. She lived within like 20 miles of here. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, she lives close. She's roughly my age. She seems to have the same interests. I just reached out and said, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. She responded back and we started talking about common interests and all this other stuff. And I asked her what she's looking for. And, asked what she's looking for in a relationship, as far as she wants something real and long term. She's looking for something casual. Like, what's the definition of the relationship you want? And then she just says, like, well, why don't you go here and find out for yourself? And it was her fucking OnlyFans link shit or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, are you just using online dating as a marketing tool to push people to your OnlyFans? And she's like, well, yeah, kind of. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm trying to find, you know, a wife here. So I could have been a jagoff and I could have fucking said some shit, but I didn't.
Yeah, good. Good for you.
But that's, I was like, yeah, I'm looking for a wife here. So I unmatched us and moved on. But it just sucks that, you know, like the whole idea of dating sites in the beginning was to match you with us, a soulmate in a way. And somehow that turned into, you know, like, oh, it's for hookups only, or, you know, oh, it's to promote my social medias and shit. Like, a lot of the profile, and I guess that I'm glad it happened because it kind of woke me up a little bit. Because when I started realizing, like these profiles are now having, like, you know, follow me on Instagram, add me on Snapchat. I'm just like, it's like, how about you just get to fucking know me first and see if I even want to fucking be, you know, following your social medias and shit. Because it makes no sense that, well, I mean, it makes perfect sense. It's the best way to find single lonely dudes to, you know, subscribe to your fucking, you know, OnlyFans or, you know, follow you on Instagram to get your follows up and shit, because you're sitting there posting every bikini shot that you own and every, you know, but.
Yeah, and dudes be thirsty.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a reality.
Dude, there was a moment where I almost fucking went to that fucking OnlyFans page, and I'm like, I stopped doing OnlyFans after, like, the first month I followed Sophie and Casey, and that was just because they were cosplayers posting their cosplay content. What OnlyFans was supposed to be is people who had hobbies, who wanted to share those hobbies with people, and people subscribed to, almost like Patreon in a way. That's right. What OnlyFans was supposed to be. But once, you know, once you get a cosplayer who say, hey, I see you follow so-and-so, you should look at following me. And then you go check out their shit, and then their description is talking about pretty much every porn description you can think of. Like, that's not what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Like no, I was like, so I gave up on it. It's not something I find interest in. Is, you know, first off, paying for something that's free online is goofy. Mm-hmm. But I also need somebody fucking, like, talking to me as if they're really into me, when clearly they're just into me, you know, paying for their shit. It's like, I don't know you, lady. I've never met you. We don't live anywhere close to each other. Clearly, you don't have a connection with me. Don't fucking lie about it. But
right.
I am so close to giving up on the online dating thing, but it, for some reason, it's almost like a drug. It just kind of keeps you there. Like,
yeah.
Like, hey, you know, it's been a minute since I had a little bit.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I never did it. God willing,
of course
I never
you
will.
Did. You fucking found love in person. You fucking,
right.
you just walked into a school and like, oh, hey, look at there. There's my future wife. You didn't have
to. We talked about eating placenta, and then next thing you know, we were married.
I'm sorry, what?
That was one of our first conversations. Was about whether or not you'd eat placenta.
Don't think I ever heard that story.
Yeah, yeah. Why, oh, there's nothing particularly deep. We just, it was a topic that Ryan and I would talk about at work, because it was like, what's the most disgusting thing, like, that you could think of to eat? And I'm like, well, I mean, human placenta. I mean, eating human anything is gross to me. And back then, you know, the one guy who turned his foot into a taco didn't exist yet. So, but yeah, so like, it's very common. A lot of people eat their placentas after birth. We were like, well, what if you didn't know it was placenta, and then, you know, the restaurant made it and it was the most delicious thing you'd ever had. And so you went and you ordered it, like, every time you went to that restaurant, and then one day you found out what it was, would you continue to eat it? And I'm like, well, if I've been eating it all along and I didn't know what it was, and it's the most delicious thing I've ever had, yeah, I'd probably keep eating it.
I'd probably sue the restaurant.
I mean, in this hypothetical, I assume it's legal and everything's all good, but
yeah. No, I want money.
Fair enough. But people say it's very nutritious. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you just said, isn't there like tribes or religions or fucking whatever groups of people that eat the placenta after they give birth?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like supposed to replenish some of the, nutrients that,
that
the baby or whatever.
I'm good.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, we talked about it for like 3 hours. We got lost on campus and then found our group again. And, yeah, it was kind of our first conversation.
Good for you, Joe.
But anyway, what I was going to ask was what apps are you on? Like, cause it seems like certain apps have more of a, like a kind of like Tinder is more for hookups than for meeting.
Yeah, so I don't do Tinder because it is more hookup based, and plus it's younger. Like it's for younger people.
That makes sense to me.
I do the Facebook dating because it is completely free, and
I forgot that it existed. Gotcha.
Yeah. The thing is dating apps. When I did them in my early 20s, so back in 2009, 10, 11, shit like that. I went on OkCupid and you didn't have to pay for anything. Right. And I was able to talk to people, get to know people. That's how I met Jenna on it. And, had a year and a half relationship that I thought was going to be forever until she fucking broke my heart because that's what women fucking do. No, I'm good. So I did that. Plenty of Fish was the same way. Like back then, it wasn't that fucking bad.
Yeah.
In 2024, if you want to use OkCupid in any way other than swiping, if you want to message people and whatever, you have to pay to be in their subscriptions. Plenty of Fish is the same way. But the problem is Plenty of Fish and OkCupid are now filled with so many fucking bots that it's ridiculous to fucking see who's real and who's fake. When you come across the same picture on 5 different profiles, you kind of get the general idea that they just don't fucking work. I use Christian Mingle. That's how I met Melissa. And it was a brief relationship, but that was on her, not on me. And but also, it's you have to pay for it. It's a monthly thing. And I'm all on board with spending money to fucking be on relationships and shit, but when you're asking people to spend $35, $40 a month.
Whoa, that's out of pocket.
Yeah. Bumble. I use Bumble. Bumble is the only one that I do subscribe to from time to time, but it's like I will subscribe to it for like a month, which again, it's $30. It fucking sucks. But I do it for like a month. I'll swipe through people, find interest. The problem with Bumble, but the good thing with Bumble, I guess, and you know how you want to look at it, is that the women have to message you first. Like they have to reach out and send you the first comment. That was the whole idea of Bumble. But now they turn it into this whole big thing. It's like, well, you can message them first. They call it a compliment. You can compliment the person first. You just have to pay for it. It's like, okay, so you just took away the purpose of your fucking app, and that was to help women be prevented from being, you know, hit on and messaged by creepy fucking dudes.
Yeah.
I get matches on Bumble. Like, there are people who swipe on me, but they just don't message. So I don't know if it's like an accidental swipe or they don't realize they have to message me first. Mm. Like there was one profile, somebody, you know, she was cute. It said Chicago. I don't know exactly where. But in her profile, it says, I will not message first. You must message me first. So I was like, okay, cool. So you either want me to spend money to message you in hopes that you do respond, or you don't know how this app works.
Right.
Either way, I swiped fucking left. I'm like, I'm sorry, but if you're either intentionally telling me to spend money to talk to you or you're not getting this, then we're not going to have anything to talk about. Like, this is just, it just will not work. Bumble and Facebook dating. Gotcha. It's weird because I only go on it maybe once or twice, like every couple of weeks, just because once you start swiping through fucking everyone, you run out of people. And then when you sit there and expand the age or you expand the distance, you get more people. But once you start swiping, I think I pretty much swiped every fucking girl that lives, every single girl and bot in fucking Illinois and some in Indiana. Because they just run out. It's like, that's all for today. You know, it's like, I don't know.
They limit you to the day.
Well, no, I ran out of people I can look through. Yeah, Bumble will. That's Bumble will limit you in a day if you're not subscribed. Facebook, you can keep swiping all you want until you run out of fucking people. Like, because I look at my typical thing is 27 to 36 within 30 miles. So I get those profiles and I look through them. I swipe left, swipe right. I can message them for free, and sometimes I'll send a message. But once you run out, then you change it. 25 to 36, 40 miles, you know, and right. Shit like that. Or 50 miles, 60 miles. And
gotcha.
I don't know how well Facebook dating really does work. Like, I don't know if people are really getting the messages out. Or people who I'm messaging are seeing my profile, looking at my picture, saying, yeah, that's not the guy for me. Because I know my profile is fucking solid. I mean, I talk about how, you know, I'm a homeowner. I have a full-time job. I want to have a family. I want to be a husband. I want to go out and enjoy a nice, quiet evening or stay inside and watch a movie. I have no problem sitting around a bonfire drinking on Saturday to get up to go to church on Sunday. Like, you know, I don't fucking get it. I don't understand it, but again, it has to be a physical appearance thing. It has to be, because when I read a profile and they say, I'm looking for this, 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 and this, and I can sit there and say, wow, I check every single fucking box, including the tall guy with a beard. Listen, either they're not getting the messages or they're looking, it's like, that guy's a little bit too big for me, which I can understand. Big fucking dude. People can't oversee that shit. I've lived with it. I'm working on it. I'm currently I'm trying a 72-hour fast again. I'm only 14 hours into it. But you know what? I feel fucking good. I'm fine right now. My back is feeling a lot better. I got a different mattress. Like, my last mattress was dog shit. We talked about that. Ashley, you know, after she, you know, had, you know, her daughter, had to turn her guest room into a nursery. She was going to throw away the mattress that was maybe 2 years old. You know, I'm sorry, no, it was like probably like 4 years old, but it was a guest mat. It was a guest bed at Mama Carl's that they gave to Ashley. So it was really never used. So they say, hey, do you want it? Like, yeah, I like free shit. If anything, I could use it until I buy a new mattress, because that's the goal here. But this is so fucking new. Like, honestly, I don't really need to worry about fucking buying a new mattress right now, because this one fucking works.
Save yourself $1,000 or whatever.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any springs in it, to be honest with you. Like, because the first time I got up and sat up, I'm used to my spring mattress kind of springing me up.
Yeah.
This thing, no spring. It's just kind of like, I'm guessing it's all fucking memory foam. But the thing is, it's fucking wonderful. How do I get on topic of a mattress?
I don't know. From home ownership?
Yeah, no, I got
working on it. You're working on
just working on, you know, fucking being a better me. Yeah, my back's feeling better because I got the new mattress. I talked to Jay. He might start going to the gym with me on weekends because he's off work and shit. So I might have a gym buddy for that. I want to try figuring out to start going to the gym in the evenings, even if it's for like a couple hours and stuff. It's like, I'm trying to be a better person. And it's just, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just because I'm not that better person yet in their eyes, through their perception of my physical appearance. Maybe that's what it is. And if that's what it is, that's fine. I don't fault them for having their preference on what they want. Like, they have standards, and I have standards, and I expect people to live up to them. Like, everyone has standards, so I don't fault them for it. It just sucks. It just sucks when you sit there and it's like, wow, like, everything you're looking for is right here, just in a bigger fucking package, but it's fine. That's not my concern about dating sites. My concern about dating sites is people utilize them as marketing tools to send people to their social medias so they can start to get followers. And I'll be honest with social media, with content creators out there who do this, you know what? Live your best life. Do what you have to do. It is what it is. But I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't matter if you have 5,000 followers on your social media. When you're only getting 13 likes on your content, nobody gives a fuck. Like, they really don't. It just, you know, I, you know, it's, you know, we get fucking back in the day, you know, before everything, like we had like what, maybe 50, 60 subscribers to our fucking podcast, mm-hmm. which, you know, small, and people let us know that, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, you've been doing this for 2 years, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, yeah, I had 50, 60 subscribers to the podcast, but we still had 40 to 45 downloads on our episodes. So the quality of listeners were there, you know, maybe not the quantity. You know, now we have, you know, several thousand subscribers, and, you know, we still get several hundred downloads a month, you know, and so it's, you could have anyone fucking clicking a button and subscribing to you and shit, but if they're not watching your content, they don't give a fuck. You know, YouTube, I'm happy about our YouTube. You know, we've hit over 250 subscribers, and we're still getting people watching fucking, you know, cemetery videos from 2020, from 4 years ago. People are still commenting on that Moon Creek. I don't know why Moon Creek is so fucking popular.
Yeah, that's so weird, but I love
people,
it.
But people are still commenting and watching that particular cemetery video. And, yeah, not upset about it, but it's like we went to Resurrection Cemetery and Bachelor's Grove. Like, we went there, and we filmed those too. It's like, and but those aren't being watched as much as Moon Creek.
Fascinating. I wonder why.
My only logical thought was, like, maybe they're so talked about that people are tired of hearing about them.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But, I mean, the fact that, like, you know, something we put out in 2020 is still being viewed and everything is fucking fantastic. The fact that, like, you know, us, you know, trying hot sauces and barbecue sauces is still being viewed. Us driving around and drinking coffees and shit is still being viewed. I know my next video. And I know we keep talking about it, but I know what the next video is I want to do. I want to sample sandwiches from Rick and Benny's.
All right.
I think I've had it before. I don't remember if I've had it before. I'm pretty sure I've had it before. The thing is, there's only one of them that still exists, and it's on like 26th Street in Chicago.
Oh, wow. All right.
So, sure, I want to try them. I was thinking about yesterday, because I was thumbing through Instagram, and this guy came up and he was talking about trying the steak sandwich at Rick and Benny's. And I was like, I remember that. And I was pretty sure mom brought us like sandwiches home like one day after like work or some shit, but this was like years ago. Like I said, I kept googling Rick and Benny's in Illinois, and only one came up. There was one in Bolingbrook. It says it's permanently closed. I think there was one in Tinley Park, and that was probably closed too. Yeah. I think there's only one Rick and Benny's left. Yep. But there's like, they have like this steak sandwich, and it looks absolutely fucking fantastic. I was nice. Like, if we could shoot a video where we try that sandwich, we try an Italian beef, Italian sausage, a meatball sub, and then I'll choose one more sandwich, you choose one more sandwich, and we'll just try those and say fuck it. Right? It sounds fantastic. And I don't know if it sounds even better now because I'm starving. Actually, I'm not starving. I'm just a little bit hungry. But I do want to try Rick and Benny's. But like I said, I love the idea that people are actually watching our shit. Like
absolutely.
Probably there's no point in me looking at it now, but I kind of want to see what the downloads are on that Moon Creek, because I haven't looked at it in quite some time. But
yeah, oh yeah, it's right. It's right around the corner from Guaranteed Rate Field.
All the Rick and Benny's.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say Comiskey, and then I was reminded by this map that it is Guaranteed Rate Field now. Gross.
Yeah, dude, and the issues that they're having with, first off, the Sox are dog shit. Like,
absolutely. Yeah, they are really bad this year. I feel bad for them. The worst part is like, you just know that the ownership wants them to be bad to have an excuse to pack up the team and leave.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It's like you're sitting there trying to ask Chicago taxpayers to pay millions, if not possibly billions of dollars, to build you a brand new stadium, and you have won three games in the course of the season so far. It's like nobody wants to pay for that. The Bears are sitting there talking about their new stadium, and I don't know. Did you happen to see what the rendering of their stadium idea is?
Yeah, it looks like a new stadium.
Yeah, but but did you see, like, did you watch the video? Like the
Oh no, I didn't watch the video.
Okay, if I find the link, I'll send it to you later. The stadium looks fantastic. It does. It's updated. It looks fucking incredible. But what they're doing outside of the stadium is fucking amazing, because the whole idea is, real quick, Moon Point has 8,700 views on it.
Wow.
So thank you for those who are watching those, and thank you for those who keep commenting. Even the fucking trolls, even the ones like, can't believe I sat here and listened to it. Did you see that comment I put?
No.
Oh, geez. Honestly, let me look at that, and then we'll talk a little bit about, like, I don't want to fucking, you know, be mean to people, but you know, when you're an asshole, fuck you. It's like, I'm sorry that you sat there and thought that, you know, listening to my fucking, videos were bad. Like, dude, come on now. Like, be a person for God's sakes. Here it is. Not impressed with your filming. No subscriber here. So I responded, impressed you enough to go out of your way to comment. Yeah, it is. Some girl put, I agree with Freakness Studios. They did go out of their way to comment. That's a yeah, you did. So the whole idea is, so the new stadium is going to be built, like, I think just south of where the stadium sits now. And obviously, like I said, the stadium is a stadium and shit. But what they're doing on the outside is, like, they're going to tear down the old stadium. They're going to keep the columns up, like the veteran or fallen soldier memorials that are currently there. They're going to keep those up, but the stadium's going to get torn down, and they're going to turn it into like a public field. I don't know if they're like soccer fields or whatever, but they're public fields for people to utilize. But they're turning it basically into a big ass park with bike paths and walk paths and all that stuff, like just outside of it. And it's a kind of a cool concept. The weird thing is I think the overall thing is like, it's like $4 billion. It's like $3 billion
like
four
for
or
the, 5 billion, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's like three something billion for the stadium, then like they 1 point something billion for the outside. City, like
50 or something.
Yeah. If you find the video, or I'll look up the video and I'll send it to you later. Yeah. Yeah, because it's like this whole big, it's almost like what you would like do at a Comic-Con to like advertise an upcoming movie or a TV show. Like, it's theatrical, and it's so fucking cool looking. Like, I'm not a big football fan, and I don't give a shit where the Bears fucking play football, but when I watched that video, I'm like, if they put that, because it also shows you of how it would look for like college sports or concerts, shit like that. Like, it shows you so much more of how the setup could be. And but it opens up the city to the possibility of having a WrestleMania, which people who are wrestling fans know how big fucking WrestleMania is. And for those who aren't wrestling fans, know what WrestleMania is. And the fact that WrestleMania has turned into a week-long thing wherever it fucking goes just shows how much revenue it could have for the city to put on a WrestleMania at New Soldier Field or whatever the fuck you're going to call it.
Right.
Stuff like that is just, it's a cool concept. It's something that Chicago really needs to do. I don't think Wrigley Field will ever fucking go anywhere, which is kind of unfortunate because, you know, as awesome as the nostalgia is for that stadium, the Cubs could get so much more out of their fan base if they had a bigger, nicer stadium. But I think Wrigley, I think Fenway are going to be two stadiums that are never going to go anywhere. They're just going to be there. Guaranteed Rate Field is dog shit. They built it too small. It just sucks. The area has no businesses where you could have like a nightlife there. I get it that they want to move it more north, and where they want to move it to 88th place, whatever the fuck that thing is called. If they move it to there, it's better because you're within walking distance of Lakeshore Drive and the trains. There's fucking businesses around it. It'd be a great idea. But the problem is, you're a dog shit team, and your owner is not willing to pay any money to make you fucking better. And this goes back to the 1919 Black Sox. You know, they had a cheap ass fucking owner who didn't want to pay the people more. So, but then again, back then they went out and threw the fucking World Series.
Right.
The Sox aren't good enough to fucking, you know, be number 29th of the entire fucking league of 30 fucking teams. They're dog shit. The team, the Oakland Athletics, who are pushing to move to Las Vegas to hopefully make more money to buy better talent, is doing way better than the fucking Sox are. Sox suck. They and I love the Sox. I'm a Sox fan, and I'll continue to watch the fucking games. I'll continue to still be a Sox fan. But you just disappoint me every fucking time now. It's stupid. But yeah, no. I think it'd be real cool if they get some new stadiums. But you know, time will tell. I think they said that because I think legislature is going through like right now that the Bears are trying to get involved in. So if it does happen, I'm sorry for the taxpayers who are gonna pay for it. I'm not sure if that's a Chicago taxpayer thing or an Illinois taxpayer thing. But if it does go through, I'm sorry, we're fucked. Or you're fucked. I don't know who. I don't know who's going to pay for it. But they did say they could break ground in 2025, and they could have the stadium by like 2027, which is weird because
it's going to take 10 years to rebuild that bridge that fell down. But
yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that bridge.
Jeez.
Yeah, the one in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can build a stadium in two. Which, don't get me wrong, I mean, it's easier to build stuff on a land that is not underwater, but.
Yeah, well,
wild.
I mean.
It's just wild to think, like, the public will to get it done.
I didn't know they said it was going to take 10 years to rebuild that bridge.
That's what people are saying. That's what, like, experts are saying. I follow on Twitter.
I feel bad for those who have to fucking, like, you know, find alternative routes for that fucking bridge.
Yeah, that's.
Can you imagine? I mean, like, it wouldn't affect us as much, but can you imagine, like, if the I-80 bridge that is dog shit in Joliet fucking crumbled?
Yep.
Oh, the routes and fucking suburbs and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be like any of our interstates shutting down.
Yeah.
For a decade.
Right.
Oh, man.
You know what's weird, though? It's like...
What's up?
It's... I mean, traffic now is dog shit. But can you imagine if there was no construction on any highway anywhere?
Oh,
you got to believe that the traffic in Chicago would stop. Or at least what was it, the Kennedy?
Hmm?
90 or whatever the hell it is up there, just right there by the city, like where it's congested always. It's fuck, even driving up to pick you up, what time did I pick you up when we went to Wisconsin?
Oh, early, like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, still traffic. Still fucking traffic.
Always people on the road.
And I think I was in that spot by like 4:15. Still fucking traffic. I was like, how the fuck is this many people out right now? It's like, oh, it's probably because everyone needs to get the fucking work on time. And here we are.
Yep.
Joe, what are you freaking thinking about? First off, what were you freaking drinking?
Oh, I was freaking drinking my Papa Nicholas coffee blend. Gotcha. The same one I've been drinking, the 5-star restaurant blend. And I've been having it out of my big Death Wish mug. Not to Death Wish, give us money, but
are they giving anybody money other than fucking NFL commercials and shit? I mean, good for Death Wish, but I mean,
right? What are you drinking? Just water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I was gonna make coffee this morning, but when I text you. And I was like, hey, we're recording today. In my mind, I'm like, you know, if he says no, I'm not going to record shit this week. Fuck it. But then so he said yes. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to jump in the shower and get cleaned up and everything because I woke up a little bit late. And I was like, I got to get cleaned up. And, you know, it is true what they say. You know, when you take a shower, it kind of refreshes you. So I'm glad.
Oh,
I
yeah. Did, huge you know? Difference. Yeah.
I'm glad I did.
I'm a big proponent of what is it? If you think everyone hates you, Have a sandwich. If you are hating everyone else, take a shower.
Send that to you on Instagram?
Maybe. I don't check Instagram that often.
Look on your Instagram. I think I sent you a video of that because I was like, this is something we can talk about. I'll show you. Because it's like if you're angry, eat. If you feel bad about yourself, take a shower. Like there shit like that.
Yeah, and then if you're
is that what it is?
Yeah, basically.
You want to
play it? Yeah, and if you feel like everyone else is mad at you, take a nap.
You want to play it over you want to play it over your microphone so people can hear it?
If I can find it. Just logged in. Where is it? Messages.
Yeah, people need. I heard it. I'm like, you know what? We gotta talk about this on the show, but it was like 2 weeks ago. I totally forgot about it. What are you doing, Joe? For those of you who are listening on audio.
What's that?
Not coming through. It's fine. You're good, man.
Well, I did my best.
I appreciate your time. I was kind of curious on what you're doing by putting the headphones up to the microphone.
Was it playing? It wasn't playing through on just the regular sound, right?
It sounded like somebody was trying to talk.
Yeah,
like a hostage.
So I was trying to play it through my headphones into the microphone. Well. But I'm if I had to pick something to be freaking thinking about, it would be the weather. I'm so happy it's finally over 60 degrees and we're heading towards 70. I turned my heat off like 2 weeks ago, and then we got like a freeze warning this week, and. Yeah. It has been so cold in my house. So first thing I did this morning was wake up and open all of the windows. So except for the one in my bedroom where we have a tree right outside our door. So birds poop on the window ledge all the time.
Oh God. Yeah.
And, with the bird flu thing going around, I'm just keeping those windows shut.
But. Yeah. It's, I think they said that last night was the first night this year where it got warmer, throughout the night. I think today is supposed to be like 79, but thunderstorms.
Yep.
So it's like, hopefully it sticks around. I'm ready for normal fucking weather. Don't get me wrong. I love wintertime, but if you have cold without snow, fuck it. I don't want it.
Yep. So, yeah. But what are you freaking thinking about?
If you ever get a chance, I know you don't listen to Theo Von, right? But you know who he is?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Earlier this year, he had Tony Robbins on his podcast.
Okay.
And I finally just listened to it. Fucking loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know who Tony Robbins is. I know what he does. But it's weird because, you had this idea that, when he's doing what he's doing, it feels cultish.
Yeah.
And I don't know if maybe it sounds like, you know, it makes sense to me because I don't know, maybe he fucking got me into his cult without me realizing. I know I didn't check anyone yet or anything. But it's kind of cool how he's able to kind of talk about situations in life where it's like, you know what, I could kind of relate to that, not to the extreme that he's talking about, but similar feelings. It's small, goofy things. You could care so much for other people that you forget to care about yourself. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about that interview is that because Theo is so fucking, what's the right way to say that? Simple.
Yeah.
that Tony Robbins dumbs it down where it's okay, I can understand that a lot more. And obviously there's breaks, so it's not like a constant preaching and shit like that. But I was listening to that and it kind of helped me think a lot of shit he says is true. And it's not like it's something I've never heard before. Like everything he has said, I've either said to myself, I've heard from other fucking people.
Yeah.
But
he's a self-help guru. That's what he does.
Yeah. It's and I'm assuming he's honest about what he says about like all the like you know, feeding starving people and shit like that. Like, he just wrote a third book, and 100% of the profits from the books go to like food shelters or feeding hungry people. And I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, good for him. Yeah, it's just I listened to it and I was like, you know what? I listened to it to work and on my way home from work yesterday. And I was like, you know, I'm glad I did that because, you know, kind of like, you know, for, at least for right now, kind of like, you know, recharged my my motivation to kind of fix myself.
Nice.
The refi thing I've been going through and work over the last few weeks have kind of like threw me into like a weird like slump of, you know, it's just like, I just want to get through this fucking day, you know, like, fuck it. I got home, I'm done. I got to work, let's just get this shit done and blah, 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 blah. But I should be closing on my refi next Friday, which means nice. Everything should be taken care of the following week. We're in the process of waiting on the drug screening of at least three people at work, so we can hopefully hire them by next week so we get the manpower we're missing. So I think I said it last week. I may have said it in the last episode, or I said it on the episode before. It's like by May 9th, I think everything should be better. And I still feel like I'm on the right track for that.
Yeah.
Nice. So I do believe that by the time, so I'm going to turn 35 at the end of May. May 26th is my birthday. I think when I turn 35, it's going to be the best year going into my best birth year that I've had since I was maybe 20, 21. Yeah. So I have high hopes. I got in an argument at work about, you know, the energy you put out into the world and the energy you get back from it and everything. And I put a lot of pessimistic energy out into the world, and I've been doing it for a very long fucking time. And it feels like it's kind of finally all going away. And
nice.
I think I'm going to have a lot more like optimistic expectations and positive energy going on into the fucking world. So it's, I can't say that I'm there, but I am getting there. And I say, if you ever get a chance, I recommend just at least listening to it. It is pretty cool how they discuss everything. And honestly, you know, Tony Robbins, like, you know, a lot of things he says, like, you know, all the clips that, you know, you see on TikTok and stuff. I mean, it's very similar to that shit, but it's just cool to come across a podcast like that where it's like, you know, it's like, okay, cool. So you're talking about shit that I need to hear about, not that I want to hear about. So, yeah, just that.
John Theo's he's a really good interviewer, I think.
I like it because it's like that. It's this Southern hillbilly fucking just interviewing like these random fucking people. Like, he goes from, you know, Tony Robinson to fucking Kyle Tucker to a garbage man to a mortician, you know, to an undertaker, Jesse Ventura and shit like that. He interviews just the random fucking people, a lot of comedians, but also these random fucking people. It's like, it's kind of cool to hear it. Will Sasso is one of my favorite fucking interviews that he ever does. But yeah, he's funny. Sherry fucking loves him. I find him entertaining. So, but yeah, that Tony Robbins one was really cool. I think nice. I said Tim Robbins once, but Tony Robbins is fucking, he's fantastic. So, hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Every week our listeners catch Cartoon Joe here on this freaking show, unless he's on vacation and Desert J steps in, but yeah, mostly here. But I know it's not enough for our listeners. I know they're out there saying like, damn, I want some Cartoon Joe, or damn, I need more Cartoon Joe. But I don't know where I could go. Well, Joe, where can they go?
If you need more Cartoon Joe, you can find me over the Geekcast Live podcast at violentpress.com. You can also find us on Facebook, iTunes, Spotify, and Twitter by searching Geekcast Live.
Excellent. Joe, man, I'm glad we had a chance to catch up today. I really am.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck yeah.
It's been forever.
It seems like it's been forever, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Too long. Too long. Guys, make sure you follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X. Is it still called Twitter?
Yeah, people call it either way.
Okay.
I still call it Twitter.
Gotcha. Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter just by searching This Freaking Show. And you can listen to our audio podcast wherever you listen to audios. Just search This Freaking Show. Rate us, review us, wherever you do listen. Or if you want to watch us do our shows, you could go over to the FreakNet Studios YouTube channel. Subscribe over there and catch all of our video podcasting along with all of our other videos that we do release. We will get more food out there. It's just a matter of time. Birthday week's coming up, Joe, so we can go fucking do some shit. Keep in mind, I still want to travel down south and try that burger at that fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I will be willing to drive several hours for a good fucking burger that we have to get by like 11 a.m. or some goofy show, whatever the fuck
it is. Right, so the guy can get back to work.
Yeah. Guys, that's all I got. As always, I am Travesty.
And I'm Cartoon Joe.
And thank you for listening to another episode of This Freaking Show. I'm out.